I'm talking present.
Dorchester, Hello?
If you need Walter, he's on extension 2385. He said he thought you were looking for him.
I was, and just tell him if he could find it, give me a new way. Tell him that came on and said just a minute four times. And after 5 minutes, I gave up.
I'll get him for you.
Tell him that.
No,
tell
sir.
Him I. Tell him, write it down. I just say the president said that he got on the phone in your office, said just a minute four times. And he finally said the fifth time was a charm. He just hung up and took the call from Secretary of Agriculture. But if you're ready and available, he'd like to talk to you.
Yes, sir, I will. I'll get him while you talk to George on two.
Yes, sir.
Bill Wirtz just called me. He says that they're at an impasse. And he proposed to go back in and tell them that you want to see them at 6:45 or whatever time you set.
Well, I can see them at 5:45 if they get on over here. I'll just see this plans for progress at 5:30 and come right on to the cabinet room.
Oh.
You'll get that statement over here.
On plans for progress?
No, on labor, what he wants me to say to him.
Okay, sir. Now, of course, as soon as he announces that, the meeting will break up and the whole press will know that they're shifting over here.
Well, that's all right. I don't have an objection to them knowing. I don't mind the press knowing anything they got a right to know, provided you and Bill Moyer and Jack Valenti don't finance it and take government funds and shift into their pockets, pay them off and subsidize them and furnish them helicopters and cars, beer, and drive 70 miles an hour with them.
Well, now, the only point at stake is whether I should tell the press this now.
Well, I wouldn't tell them until Wirtz told me that they're on the way over here. And when they're over here, tell them I'm going to be there at 5:30 and I make your speech and they can cover it if they want to. And I'm going to be over here at 5:45 and you'll tell them what happens there.
Oh, okay, sir. That's...
You don't know what's coming and I've summoned them to the White House. If Wirtz tells you that he's told them, after he's told them that.
Right.
Don't let him...
I understand, sir.
Do it and not do it.
I understand, sir. I understand. Uh-huh. Now, if he insists on 6:45, do I stick with that or what, sir?
Well, if he insists that I can just keep Secretary of State waiting a little bit. Just tell him I think it's better for him to come 5:45, not let it break up. Bring him
right
on direct.
Okay, sir. That's what I wanted to know.
Let me know.
Right, sir.